What's going on, everybody? Nate Bailey, aka LT, leader of the Legacy Lifestyle, episode number 2. And what we're going to talk about today is permission. Giving ourselves permission to do the things that we actually want to do in our lives, the things that we feel called to do, the things that drive us, the things that we are passionate about and have a sense of purpose to do in our lives. How often do we go through life stuck in a job, stuck in a rut, waiting for someone else to give us the permission to do the things that we actually want to do? And where does this come from? Think back to when you were a kid and constantly having to get permission to do everything that you did from your parents, being guided because you were young, you were a child, and you needed that guidance and that permission, because otherwise you could make some decisions that ultimately could hurt you or were just not good decisions because you didn't know anybody, because you didn't have that experience. But unfortunately, as we grow older and we become adults and we have that experience and we're fully capable of taking care of ourselves and ultimately are responsible to take care of ourselves, we don't allow ourselves to take the permission to do the things that we truly actually want to do and to lead this legacy lifestyle, because we've been used to, for years and years, all the way up until age 18, and for some of us even longer, living in the basement of our parents' home until we're 30, 40 years old, not giving ourselves the permission to actually make change, do the things that we want, to move out of our parents' home, to pursue the things that we felt driven to pursue, and we just instead choose comfort and complacency. We're afraid of what other people are going to say and what other people are going to think, letting the stories drive our life, and that's a whole nother conversation and a whole nother topic for a whole nother show as far as the stories that we live in our life. But what would happen if you actually gave yourself permission and listen to the voice inside, which is also another topic for another day, but give yourself the permission. For a long time, I lived this way, constantly choosing to do things that I thought I was supposed to do, but didn't truly want to do myself. Worried about what other people in my life were going to think, my wife, my family, my friends, and people I didn't even know. And not that you shouldn't listen to your wife and your family and your friends, but have some balls. Give yourself permission. I was at a convention this last week, and that was the one thing that you want to learn or take away from this week that I was at. And it was a very powerful event, surrounded by a lot of badass men. And there was a similar pattern going on with a lot of us. A lot of these men, or all these men, are badasses and in all areas of their lives and continually striving to grow and expand, but yet still dealing with some of the same things. A lot of us were dealing with that same thing of giving ourselves the permission to do the things that we truly actually want to do and to let go of the stories on what we think about other people. Don't give a shit about what anyone else thinks. And the reality is that we're not that important. People really don't care what I do. They're busy worried about themselves. They have the same shit going on in their heads. But yet we think that everybody's focused in on us. And so we don't act. We don't do the things that we want. We don't do the things that would truly drive us and give us a purpose for living and that would allow us to affect many other people's lives and help others and to grow and to expand, instead of choosing comfort and complacency and just continually stepping backwards, but yet stepping forward into the unknown, into the uncomfortable, getting over the fear and the resistance. The fear and the resistance is always going to be there. No matter where you're at in life, no matter how far you grow and expand, fear and resistance is always going to be there in your life. And the moment that you can accept that and realize that, that the fear and the resistance never goes away, that there will always be new challenges and new stories running through your head, and the sooner you can embrace that and actually give yourself the permission to do the things that you truly want to do in spite of the fear and resistance, the sooner you will actually begin to grow, to expand, and to accomplish the things that you truly want to accomplish and have been talking about, hoping, wishing, and dreaming for years upon years upon years. And don't wait till it's perfect, because it's never going to be perfect. The people that act and take the permission, give the permission to themselves, are the ones that ultimately have it all, that lead a legacy lifestyle, lead an example for others, are beacons that others look up to and get the things that they truly want in life. So take a look at your life. Where are you not giving yourself permission because of the stories that are going through your head? Is it in your body? Have you always been overweight and just accepted the fact that that's just the way it is and that you can't have the body that you've always wanted? Not giving yourself permission to do the work, to figure out how to eat properly, finding the time, making the time to work out each and every day? Is it in your business? Are you doing something that you just do not want to do? You've always had this other thing in your head or in your mind that you truly know that you're called to do and that you want to do, but you're scared. You're afraid. You're giving into the resistance. Worried about what other people are going to think or how it's going to work. So I challenge you, take a look at your life. And where are you not giving yourself the permission to do the things that you truly know that you're meant to do? And with that, I hope that you have a great day. And we will see you tomorrow.